Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Hannah Jones, wife, daughter, journalist, and professional fatty, someone who's been overweight her entire life and has just had weight loss surgery. You're listening to my new podcast, Heavy, a place for my big and thin friends to tell their stories about incredible weight loss or how they finally found their happy, whatever size that is. And I'll also get to talk to some of the experts who helped them get there. So come on in, grab whatever you want to eat or drink, wear elasticated trousers if you want to. I promise, absolutely no judgments in my house. I don't like exercise. Not that I'm lazy, mind. It's just that my natural position is supine on the settee with the cat on my belly and the remote control on my boobs, which is why Vicky Evans-Barnfield, which is this week's guest, is such an inspiration. She used to be a lot bigger than she is now, say about a size 20, and she's, I would say, an 8 these days. But she was really, really miserable. And she found, quelle surprise, exercise really suited her and it really got her out of her malaise. She came in to talk to me about bouncing her way to fitness, flash daps for every occasion and helping out big ladies like myself get out of their comfort zone and into the gym. I also made her cry. Now, I didn't mean to, but like a lot of us, she feels really raw about her self-image and how she feels about herself. You're going to love her. She's a total inspiration. Vicky, I see today that you're dressed in casual sportswear.
I am.
Now, head to toe in lycra, with a little bit of luminosity going on. Do you always dress like that when you go out?
Yes, that's my personality, actually.
What?
I dress with tight, luminous colours constantly.
So, I know this swimming teacher, right? And, well, obviously, she swims for a living, and literally every room in her house just got swimming costumes from head to toe, just hanging anywhere she can see. Are you like that with your gear?
Yeah, actually, I've got clothes everywhere, gym gear everywhere. I live in my gym gear and my pyjamas. That's what I live in.
Oh, so one extreme to the other then?
Yeah.
Either tight or fleecy.
Or just loose.
So is that your main spend then on gym clothes?
Yes, a lot of my money goes on gym clothes.
Yeah.
And the correct gym wear as well.
What? There's such a bad thing as bad gym wear?
Or? There is. So you need, for instance, like, if you're doing, I don't know, running, you need running trainers. So if you're doing something like CrossFit, you need CrossFit trainers. Weightlifting trainers.
Shut up. You've got to have 3 pairs of daps.
I've got about 20 odd.
For
different things. I've got 20, you know, for each exercise.
Well, that would be ridiculous.
No, no, so I've got about... Yeah, I've got running ones, I've got gym ones, I've got ones for bounce fit.
What's a bounce fit?
Bounce fit is high intensity workout on trampoline. So it's jumping, a lot of jumping, low impact as well.
So when you say a trampoline, like one of those things you have in the garden that your kids do?
So it's like a little trampette. Like a trampette.
Like a midget.
Like a midget trampoline. Yeah.
No, but what does that involve then?
So that involves, like I said, high intensity jumping. Low impact on your joints as well.
So good if you're a big bugger.
Yeah, it's suitable for everyone. Ages, abilities, the lot.
And you teach classes in that, do you?
Yes, in Bounce Fit, which people leave it like a sweaty mess.
Okay.
Which is good. They have fun as well, so it's good.
Is that the end goal? You leave you like a sweaty
like
mess?
Like a
jelly, like a sweated mess.
Basically. I'm not happy in this.
Let's go back to the start then, right? I mean, you look amazing, you look fabulous now, and I've looked at your Facebook pages and your personal trainer page, etc. But there's got to have been a time when, well, I'm imagining that you weren't comfortable in your skin, and maybe
totally.
you weren't as fit as a butcher's dog.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so tell me about that then. Were you a big kid?
Big, always fluctuated in weight.
From what?
Oh, God, I could go through extremes. I mean, the biggest I went was... I was 16 stone and I was hitting size 20 and I just, as people do, I went on these fad diets and that was when I was young, I was about 17 and I just went, I'm not going to starve myself. So I'd starve myself or I'd be sick or things like that just to get down to losing weight. And then obviously that didn't work because I couldn't carry on living like that.
You can't maintain.
You can't maintain anything like that. So then I went back up. So I've always fluctuated and always had that go in me, that drive to be like, no, come on, you can do this. But then I just lost it totally. Bad things happened in my life. And then I went severely depressed. That's the main thing, I think, with women. Anxiety levels were just through the roof. And, well, to be honest, I don't think... I didn't want to carry on the way I was carrying on. I needed a change.
Because you felt stuck in your body or stuck in your mindset?
My mindset. I wasn't well in the head.
Said so. To you what at that point? What was the conversation, the babble, I call it, in your mind going on?
Oh, I just had enough of... I wanted to be better for my son. That was my main thing.
She was a mum at this point.
I was a mum.
So you'd spent your time yo-yoing. You got to a point where you were a mother. What's your boy's name?
Oliver.
Oliver. Oh, I love him. I know. How old is he?
He's six.
He's six, okay. Yeah. So you became a mum to Oliver and then you thought, I need to change something because I'm not being the best mum I could be?
To be honest, if I'm going to be really honest, I didn't want to wake up in the morning. You know, I was on the sofa. I'd sleep. I had no energy. Didn't want to move. I had nothing for him. I had no go in myself. So I just stopped and just... I looked at myself in the mirror. I remember thinking this. You've got to sort your act out, Vic. You know, you've got to... You carry on like this, then Oliver is going to probably follow you in your footsteps.
Yeah.
And be in that way, and I didn't want to be that. I needed to change. I wanted him to have a better life than what I had. A better upbringing, you know.
Yeah.
Be encouraged and be strong and just be independent. So I thought if I change the way I am... then I can help him.
Proper
as well.
Role model.
Yeah, that's a big, big thing in it, yeah.
At this point then, you were on the settee. You're like me, probably. Your favourite position is lying on the settee with a cat in your belly.
I still do it, mate. Yeah.
Well, that's all right, isn't it? It's moderation. Were you big at this point, or were you just depressed because of your just the way life was? And I mean, Both. Sometimes you don't have to have a certain circumstance, do you? You know, you can just be
you
down
just feel
and
like
be blue.
Feel like crap.
Yeah, feel like crap. So you were fat and feeling like crap.
Yeah, really, really low. And I hated, there's one thing, I hated going shopping because I didn't know what to wear to suit my body as well. So I covered myself, you hide it. And people are like, oh, you're not fat. I'm hiding it well. Do you mean with clothes that I'm wearing?
Oh, you're like Paul Daniels, you are. You're like a magician.
No, but it is, though. Some people hide it well, don't they? You know?
I hide it well because I'm a size 26. And people go to me, you're not big, you. I'm like, well, hello, yeah, I am.
Yeah, you're like, no, you know what to wear, what suits
sometimes.
Your body. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
But I've been through that. So, to me, it was like, I hated going shopping. And I didn't want to be like that anymore. I didn't want to go into a shop, especially a clothes shop, and think, I can't wear that. I wanted to be able to wear that. So that was another thing.
I've had weight loss surgery recently. Yeah. And one of the reasons why I had it age 47 is because I'd been a lifetime being a size 26, you know. I had enough of it. Mm. And I'd get really, really blue at Christmas or at my birthday or if you go shopping to Cardiff or something and my husband could go anywhere. Thin, posh, British, and me, I would just come home fat Welsh Valleys with a candle. Mm. You know, I got the biggest collection of candles and bath salts you could ever wish in your life, but I had no nice clothes because nothing fitted me that I wanted.
That you wanted.
And yeah. I would just, I'd go home and it'd be like my batteries had been taken out.
Yeah.
You know, and he'd be like, oh, don't worry about it, it's fine. I'm like, well, you say that. I wouldn't say I was particularly vain, but I just wanted to feel normal.
Good.
And it wasn't an issue, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you wanted to feel good about yourself.
You wanted to feel that you were capable in that moment and you were as good as any bugger else that you saw in those shops.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what was it then? What was step number one for you?
How do I get moving? So basically, I had self-help books. They were the ones, the first things that helped me. Everyone's different. Everyone starts in different ways. And I needed support. So I opted to my friends who were keen also to do it. And that was my first step, power walking.
Oh, really?
Power walking.
So
I couldn't run to save my life. And it was literally power walk, die and walk, then power walk. You know what I mean? It was just like power walk, walk, slow walk. Power walk, walk, slow walk. And it's progressed from there.
I'm sure that's where your love of daps came from as well. No, you have to have a
I'm wearing the wrong shoes.
I can't do it. I've got the wrong shoes on.
But it is that, yeah.
Did you have that like fancy wiggle that they have on when you see them on the Commonwealth
Games? Yeah, is this how they do it?
Yeah. So you were just fast walking?
Just fast walking.
With a friend?
With a friend.
And how long did it take you to be able to think, hang on, can my knees stand it if I can run?
Oh my God, it was, horrendous. And it's knowing as well how to do things correctly. Because obviously things I was doing, running, even power walking, like you just mentioned knees, my knees were in agony, my feet were in agony, my legs. I was like, this isn't right. So knowing you needed the correct trainers and things like that, do you know what I mean? And then I just went to the gym, started talking to people, and it just went from there.
So I'm curious to know how you go from power walking to thinking, I'm ready now to actually go into the place that brings me out in hives, a gym. How you get to that point. And can you remember the first time you went into one and thought, okay,
I'm going to die.
Well, I might not be home, but I think this is the place that could help me.
Full of nerves, bag of nerves. I remember we were supposed to go to a boxing class. So it's like boxer size. Let's give this a go. Because I tried Zumba and all them, and it wasn't me, you know? Yeah. We went there, and they didn't turn up. The instructor wasn't there. So I was like, oh, my God. Right, I'm determined now. We've got to do something.
I'm here now. Yeah, someone give me a class. Mean?
Yeah. So I phoned up another gym, where I actually work at now, and they said, okay, yeah, we got spinning on, but it's not like boxer size, it's totally different, it's really high intensity, you know, on the bike. And I was like, no, girls, come on, we got to do it. And then we all went
to spinning.
And we went there to spinning. And do you know what? It was just the music, having people there that were just so encouraging, which my input on the gym was, everyone's toned, fit and healthy. Oh, God, I'm fat. They're going to look at me like, what the heck is she doing here? Wasn't at all, and I felt great. And it was that moment I thought, right, I'm doing it. So from there, that spinning class.
So spinning, for everyone who's listening to this, isn't you just turning around nice and having looking how if your skirt is swishing,
no,
probably
not
it's
at all.
On a stationary bike, and someone goes, okay, you're going to pedal now for like 60 seconds,
hitting your RPM, yeah.
RPM, please explain. It's not to do with a record, is it?
No. So it's like reps per minute.
How many reps per minute did you have to get?
So if you can do, it depends. Like, I know about it more now, but at the time I didn't have a clue. Say if you wanted them to go hardcore for 30 seconds, we mean hardcore. You have to, there's certain gear levels that you have to go on, say 8 to 10, so much confusion.
Mm.
So then you've got to be able to hit that RPM on that limit. So it could be 120 to 130 RPM. So if you're on a higher gear, then you'd only be able to, say 14 to 16, you'd be able to hit. It's so much to go on. I know, it's just me being all science-y.
Do you know what? I got 3 E's and an F in maths, and my head is now just blown.
It's the intensity of it, basically.
So you discovered then, like, hang on, no, I might be an intensity freak. I don't want to do, like, yoga or something like that, you know. Literally, I want to, like, pump it up.
Yeah.
I want to be quick and I want to be fast.
I was angry, I think.
Oh.
Angry.
Are you angry now?
Oh, I know when I need to get to gym, put it that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have like a change in your body or something, or in your mind?
Mind.
Are you like tamping and you just
I just gotta go, right? And even my husband says, get to the gym.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever think that you would get to that point where a gym would alleviate your stress or your depression? It would give you a new body?
No.
Hey, Christ, it'd give you a new career, haven't it? Let's
be
honest. You're now a personal trainer.
In my life, yeah.
Do you ever think you'd get to that point?
No, ever.
So what kind of classes do you run?
Okay then, so I do circuit-based classes.
Which are?
High-intensity cardio, involving weights as well.
Oh, right, now. So is this like, if I want to get from A to B, instead of going past the Spa, McDonald's and KFC, literally I've got to get past, I don't know, a hurdle, two weights, and maybe a skipping rope.
Yeah.
That's right, okay. That's the way I understand it. So you do that.
Yeah. Exactly that.
Thank you so much. I should come and work with you.
So spinning is another one we just mentioned. So you do spinning classes.
Now isn't that thing that David and Victoria Beckham really like? And you often see them aside, like, what's it called? Soul Cycle in America.
Yeah,
Soul Cycle.
But not as sexy.
No.
You don't look that sexy when you're in class.
No, I bet.
Nobody does. Get that out your head.
What else?
Bounce fit, like I just mentioned.
Oh, on the trampolines.
On the trampolines.
The midget trampolines.
Yeah. And then my PT sessions end. I do quite a wide range of classes. It depends. I've done a lot. I've done Beach Fit, again, which is just out in the outdoors, which people love. There's so many different ones, total body conditioning, things like that.
Do you think, and this isn't a loaded question, I'm just curious about it really, do you think that people can be, say my size, which is size 26, or let's give myself a bit of credit, now I've lost some weight, 24 to
well
push,
done.
Right? Thanks
awesome.
So much. I feel awesome. So skinny. When you were trying to lose weight then, and you said, you know, you were maybe like a size 20 or something, did you ever feel that you had it going on though? Did anyone around you say, I don't know what you want to lose weight for anyway, you know, you're fine the way you are? Did you ever feel confident at a size 20?
No, not at all.
So not for you?
No, not for me. And I didn't like looking in the mirror. And there's a few of my women I've spoken to actually in the past couple of weeks, I asked them about body confidence and things, and not one of them likes looking in the mirror. Not one of them likes taking a selfie. And even the thinnest of the women who I train think that they are bigger than what they are.
Mm.
And the bigger women can't see past. They go, I've lost weight here, da, 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 and they can't get past that, their confidence. But then they also say to me, now, that's from the beginning when I trained them, and now they're like, I don't care, I'll walk in that gym now, and you've given me that confidence. I don't care if there's big, strong, muscly men down the back of the gym, you know, chilling out those dumbbells as they do, arm curls and everything. These women, as big as they are, as little as they are, will go down the back and they will do it. I've given them that confidence.
I think there's a misconception as well that if you're big, that you are slovenly or lazy and, you know, that you're never going to be fit. I know some big... You know, look at rugby players or whatever.
Yeah.
You look at some big people and they're absolutely fine the way they are. And they are rocking it big style.
Yeah, definitely.
It's the people who feel that they aren't rocking it big style that the ones that probably need help or acceptance.
Exactly.
You go into a gym... I said to someone once, I'm going to go into the gym, everyone's going to be looking at me, you know, failing. He went... They're not going to give a bugger about you, love.
Nobody looks at you.
They're going to care about is what they are doing.
Yeah.
Because their biggest competition is in the mirror.
Yeah. And do you know what, though? I remember I trained one of the women, and she was quite a big woman. And there was a young boy there, 20-odd, and he was training. He was doing weights. And I brought him in his room. She didn't want to go in there. I said, I had to take her aside. I said, no, it's fine. Don't panic. Don't worry about it. We're going to go in there. So I started talking to him. And it ended up by me... bringing those two together, talking. So you've got a 40-odd-year-old woman talking to a young 20-year-old, muscly, Tony, big and confident, you know. And they're just talking together and it just happened. It was like, actually, he's a human being. Get on with it.
Yeah, I actually thought you were going to say then, and they fell in love and I had to buy a new hat and a pair of darts for my wedding dress.
No. No, but what I'm trying to say is, you know, and he was like, go for it, love. Go for it. You're doing really well. They're encouraging you. It's just, like you said, they're not aware what you're doing.
No.
They don't care. They're there for themselves.
Do you think that you can be fat and fit?
Yes.
Mm.
I do.
Okay. Do you have any fat and fit clients?
Yes.
Okay. Why didn't you stay fat and fit?
Because I came to the realisation that I needed to eat clean. It's diet.
So it was a mixture of diet and exercise. What's eating clean? That's not just washing everything, is it?
No. So I stay away. If you come into my house now, which isn't, it would not have been like this years ago, I don't have any tin food.
Oh, you cook. You cook stuff.
The only tin food I have is tuna, maybe kidney beans, things like that. I have biscuits there, but they're for my son, obviously.
Yeah, you say.
Yeah. So, and everything is fresh, clean food. No bolognese sauces, it's all fresh. I do actually have tinned tomatoes, I mean, right there.
But you make the bolognese from scratch?
Fresh.
So you...
Chilli, fresh, yeah.
Does that save money?
It doesn't save money, because there's a reason why they do it, because it's cheaper, isn't it? It's a cheaper option. And it's quick. So we grab it, I've done it. You know, you've just got to change your mindset. So I have to cook, I'll cook a big batch of chilli, bolognese, I've got it all going on, okay?
Mm.
And then... I'll put them into my containers. I spend a lot of money on containers.
Yeah,
but
I
use
a container.
Them. So, and I put my amount in that I need, my chili bolognese, da-da-da, you name it, and I freeze them.
Is there anything out of bounds for you, though? Like, so say you add chili. Some people say, you know, like rice is the devil's food, particularly if you've got to avoid carbs or whatever. Will you have carbs?
Yes.
But I'm guessing a smaller portion.
Smaller portion. So I'd have, if I had my chili or spaghetti bolognese, for instance, I'd use courgette. You know your courgette?
Oh, courgette. Spiral courgettes. Yeah.
So it's great because you can buy them in like Tesco's and things, but I paid a fiver, got my own little spiraler, and I do it myself. It's cheaper.
For you, then, it wasn't enough to be a fit, fat person. You wanted to change how you ate and stuff as well. You wanted to re-educate.
If I don't eat right, and this is honest, I'm not right in the head. I need to eat regular. I like my food. I eat every 2 to 3 hours, constantly.
Do you know, it's really curious to say that, right? Because, you know, this weight loss surgery I've had, I never had a bad diet. My problem was always volume. Never had the stop button. But never, people say to me, well, what do you eat bad? What can you cut out? I'm like, well, I'm not really sure.
I know
I shouldn't have a mountain. Yeah. When my husband first came to my mother's house for a Sunday dinner, he couldn't see me across the table because the Yorkshire puddings were too big. Yeah. And he was like, seriously, a Frey Bentos pie would feed 4 in his house, whereas we'd have one each in mine. You know, he couldn't understand it. So now I haven't ate, I think, carbs for about, well, certainly I haven't had bread, which was my thing. Bread, butter, strawberry jam, and a cup of tea.
Oh my God.
Away. Small pleasures, isn't it? And my mind, or at least my contentment levels have been like completely stabilized.
Yeah.
And he said to me the other day in the car, he said, do you think you may have had like a gluten or something, you know, kind of intolerance or wheat intolerance? I'm like, there might be something in that.
Yeah.
Because I've taken it out, not on purpose, but because I had to because of the surgery, because you're not allowed to eat certain things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hang on, where's this like okay mood come from?
Yeah. It's the same with me. Like, I can't eat, not that I've been diagnosed with it, I can't eat stuff like cheeses, give me a severe bad stomach. And I've always struggled with potatoes as well, give me a bad stomach. Dairy products, major thing. I can't eat them. And if I do eat them, sorry to say this, but I get severely constipated. And people have intolerances and people...
And they don't know.
It took me a while to have an understanding what my body likes and what my body needs. You've got to listen to yourself. You've got to listen to your body. And it was a big learning curve for me, yeah.
Your clients then that come to see you, I guess you have all shapes and sizes.
Yeah,
you have
totally.
People, I guess, who are older, maybe younger, or people with kids, and then balancing, you know, the work-life issues.
Mm-hmm.
Do you talk to them about their diet, or is it all about the physical side?
Diet. As well.
Diet
both,
as well.
Both.
And if they don't lose weight but they get fitter, how does that sit with you? Is that all right?
I do ask them, like, what's different? What's happened? The reason why? Like, be honest with me. And they will, and it's mostly drink.
Oh. See, I don't drink at all, right?
So that's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing. And when I went for my surgery, sorry, it's all about me all the time. Sorry about that. But I went to my surgeon, they were like, now let's talk about alcohol. And I'm like, oh, I don't drink at all. And they're like, no, but let's talk about it. I'm like, no, seriously, how many times have I got to tell you I don't drink at all?
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't get over it because people just drink. Like, you know, slimming classes I've been to in the past, people are saying, well, I'm saving all my points for lager. I'm thinking of my sins for gin. Do you know you could have gin?
I know.
No points in that. Well, I don't know if they are or not, but you'd see them lining up and they'd all be talking about what they could do with booze.
I know, I totally agree.
So do you not drink at all? No.
I do, but probably now. God, when's the last time I had a drink?
Was there in the lift on the way up?
I needed it. God, when's the last time I drink? Christmas, maybe? Christmas.
Because you don't need it?
No, because it makes me feel like shit.
And because you've got other things possibly to fill those holes?
Yeah, in a way, but no. Because I come to the realisation that drink is the devil to me, in a way. It's not. You know, people enjoy. I enjoy having a drink. Don't get me wrong.
Drinking cheese and potatoes. Yeah, the devil.
The devil, literally. Devils. But it just doesn't work with me. I just feel like crap. I just don't. So it's nothing that I've done to fill in that gap at all. Just keeping busy, maybe. And just not drinking when I go out.
How do you get from overweight person who's blue to person who goes from power walking in posh daps to joining a gym and finding they really like high intensity working out and I really like exercise to become a personal trainer? What was the shift? How did you want to inspire people, or maybe you didn't? Maybe you just wanted a change of circumstances. What was it?
I originally wanted to work with kids and give them confidence, in a sporty type of way, and then I got the opportunity to do my personal training qualification, and I enjoyed people in the gym, and so I did that, and it's just gone on from there, to be honest.
I was reading something earlier. It was about a size 16, I think it was, personal trainer, who said things like, when they learn how to become a PT, they learn technical things like rate of perceived exertion, wherever that is, or concentric and eccentric muscle contractions, but they weren't really told how to motivate maybe the demographic that I am now. Mm-hmm. Do you learn those kind of lessons, or did that come from you because you'd experienced that anyway?
I think more it came from my experience, I think. And it's confidence as well. I remember being chucked in the class, you know, the first time before I did PT, and just do it, just being chucked in the deep end. I think...
What class was it?
Bum Blasters.
What?
So it's absolutely terrifying. So it's just basically, it is like a weighted class with weights.
For your
bum? For bums and your legs and your tummy.
What? Right, come on, talk me through a bum weight.
So, I don't know, you could have like a barbell, you could use dumbbells, so many different weights you could use. They just do squats, they do, God, leg raises for your stomach, you know, all different, increase the weight, decrease the weight, high repetitions, low repetitions, all that. So, yeah, there's a lot to think of that people won't be interested in. And that's what I do, I just do it.
Yeah.
And they've got to do it.
So you show them what they've got to do, and then you say, right, I'm going to offer a fag now and some cheese. Yeah, can you copy what I'm going to do?
No, I don't go off.
No,
stay
of course,
there.
Of course you don't.
No, no, I stay there and I go it through with them. So if I see anybody struggling, that's what I don't like, because I remember going to a class and I was like, am I doing this right? I don't know if I'm doing it right. So everyone knows what I'm like, and I will do it with them. I will be next to them. And I will make them get down low. I'll make them touch my hand or whatever. And I'll do it. So practice as you preach, really, isn't it?
I had a personal trainer once who'd never had a weight problem. I think you've got to live it to know it in a way.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally agree with you.
And, I mean, I would die to be a size 20. Like, that was you at your biggest. That would be me at my smallest, I guess. And that would suit me. I'd be happy.
Yeah.
I remember having a PT session once, and I'd probably had about 15. I got to the point where we were doing circuits. And this thin little thing said to me, okay, and at the end of it, I want you to go over there and do a forward roll. And I was like, are you kidding
right.
me? Right, I really don't know what that got to do. I don't know. I remember being a kid, right? I was always bigger as a child. And my mother paying someone to give me lessons in doing forward rolls, because I used to go to the gym and just couldn't do it. I couldn't get down, didn't know what to do with, like, coupeying down, what to do with my legs and my hips. Mm. How do I turn? So I paid this woman 3 lessons, and then she said to me, Sophie, you're wasting your money. She can't do them. Move on to something else. Buy her an horse. Add an horse.
Oh,
anyway,
did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Shetland pony called Shorty. He was a get. Anyway.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah. So I said to this girl at the time, I'm happy to do other stuff that you're showing me. I can't do a forward roll. She went, yeah, you are. Feel the fear and do it anyway. I said, seriously, I can't do it. I was bigger than I am now. At that point, but I'd probably done a lot of exercise with it, so maybe I was a little bit fitter, I don't know. And I said, no, seriously, I can't do it, and I don't want to do it. And she said, you will do it, you have to go through this barrier. And I started to cry. So I'm in the gym, and I, you know, all this boom, 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 music is going on, all these beautiful people around me, and some ugly buggers too, let's be honest, you know. But, you know, they're doing their own thing, and they're working it, and they're trying to be better, and, you know, and you've got to admire that about these people. And I'm there in my ill-fitting tracksuit bottoms, and obviously probably daps that weren't suitable for what I was trying to do.
Yeah,
rubbish daps. I'm in, like, this ridiculous top, and I'm sobbing in this gym, because she's not listening to me. She's not, and just, even now I'm going to think I'm going to get full up by it, because I thought, I would never do that to someone. I understand that you have to do something every day, possibly that makes you stop and pause, you know, that you push yourself to do, that you're not comfortable to do. But that was pushing me further than I was prepared to go, or could go physically.
Yeah.
This wasn't a case of me saying, you know, can I run a little bit? Okay, I can't, I can walk fast, but I'll do a bit more of that then and maybe increase the speed of the treadmill.
Yeah.
This was me going back to when I was 8 years old. My mother's paying for lessons. I can't do it.
And you're feeling frustrated as well.
And I'm frustrated and I know that it's going to hurt my head. And in the end, I go, right, okay, I'll try it. I'll show you. And I'm doing it. And she's trying to get my legs over my head. And I'm beside myself. I was probably like 42 at the time. I'm 46 now. I'm 42 at the time. So I'm a proper grown-up.
I can't understand why.
I'm a big bugger. And I'm sobbing in gym because this woman, this like 19, 20-year-old, just qualified, won't take no for an answer. I never went back.
I was just going to say, so that put you off.
Yeah, it put me off because I thought to myself, you don't know what it's like, love, to be in my skin. And I'm trying to tell you, and I'm trying to say, could you give me an alternative, please? Mm. Can I do something else instead?
There should have been an alternative.
It should have been, yeah.
Yes.
You know, what are buffets? They're full of alternatives,
yeah,
isn't it?
Totally.
She wasn't giving me it, man. And I never went back. And I was so embarrassed.
That's a shame.
And I was hurt. And I thought, you can't be all like you. You aren't like her. You know?
No, I'm never going to be like her. There's no... I totally agree with you on that. That's it. A lot of my clients, like, they come to me. I feel quite privileged, actually. Because, like you said earlier, like, I've been through it. I've experienced it. I've got that patience there. I've got that understanding as well. I have people crying to me, but not in the way that you cried. I have clients crying of
pleasure,
major relief.
Yes.
And some days, and not everybody has days where they don't want to go to the gym. We all have down days, don't we? You know, when like...
Of course.
They go like, I'm really not good today. Right, well, talk to me and I'll step them aside. If there's anybody in the room, I will take them into the toilet. I will take them out of anybody, you know, in a quiet area. And I'll have a little chat with them. Right, what's going on?
So it's not all about, you know, you can't touch your toes or whatever. You can't do that on the weights or whatever, you know.
I don't care about all that.
No, I can remember, again, going to see one and saying to them, I got to be honest with you, you know, this might be a little bit difficult for you because I'm a defeatist before I start when it comes to, you know, my physicality. And I'm frustrated by it. I see a hill, I want to sob. You know, I don't want to go up it because I know it's not going to be enjoyable for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying that to a personal trainer once. And in fairness, it was a bloke and he was like, it's absolutely fine.
And that's
and
good.
You talk to me and it's fine and I'll understand and I'll find an alternative for you.
Always got to have alternatives. I always have them and I start off baby steps. Set small goals. Okay, if you make these big goals, you ain't going to achieve them. As simple as that. And that's what I always say to them.
So baby steps.
Baby steps.
Now, you need a T-shirt maybe with that. Because I was looking at your website and literally it is full of slogans. And seriously, I'm going to do all these in American accent. Because partly, don't stop when you get tired. Stop when you are done. Bring your A game. I love that. Instructors who say last one are the reason I have trust issues. I love that. Let me see those happy, smiling faces. And that was next to a picture, I think, where that was next to some big women who were lying on the floor with disco lights going off, punching the air, which
crazy,
was fabulous.
Yeah.
Sexy is not a size. Every calorie is not a war. Your body's not a battleground. I love that. And this is my favourite one, actually. No, there's two more. Look in the mirror. That's your competition.
Yeah,
right, I love that.
Yeah.
But this is my favourite. You got this shit.
I know.
You got this shit.
I always say that quite a bit.
So when people are feeling maybe a little bit blue or they feel that they can't do it or they want to give up, you got this shit.
You got this shit and I'll get down and do it with them. So that's my thing.
So you're pretty invincible when it comes to the gym now and body confidence, etc. But do you do anything that scares you or limits you or you think that you can't do? How do you now push yourself? Like, you admitted to me, didn't you, that coming today and talking to me about this is completely new for you and you were worried about
that. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's probably an extreme example of doing something every day that, you know, scares you. But what do you do to push yourself to keep you motivated and interested?
I got to get out because I always think step out your comfort zone. And I say that to myself. And I always think back before I started doing anything like this.
To you laying on the settee thinking I'm going to be a shit mother.
I thought about this morning. Coming
did
here,
you?
And I thought, and I was actually getting upset about it. I was like, nah.
Are you upset now? Because you think about that girl that you were. But no, that's lovely though, isn't it? Because you've got to go through it, and you have. My God, gone through it all.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm determined. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be 70 or 80 years old, not being able to walk, relying on other people. Yeah. I don't want to be like that.
No. It would be great if you were available on the NHS. Seriously.
Yeah.
If I had known you before I forked out $8,000
yeah.
to try and right myself, I could have seen you to make myself better. And I could have had a look at your fat pictures
yeah.
for inspiration. And I could have helped you dry your tears. Yeah. Because we've all been you at
I'm only human
some point.
At the end of the day and, you know.
Yeah, but with fabulous abs.
Yeah. Not yet. I will have fabulous
oh,
abs.
You,
maybe
you
a fabulous
do,
legs. Yeah, I'm blessed that you say that, actually, because that means a lot. You know, when people, women especially, they look up to me.
When I was a kid, I used to go to the leisure centre swimming. Right, or whatever. And I used to think that they were superhuman in a way. I could never be like the people...
I get called that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, the ones that like, used to be... They probably got paid, like, bugger all or whatever. They used to sit on those big chairs watching people swim. And they'd, like, they'd blow the whistle. Oh, you, down the bottom end, get out, you know, whatever. And I used to think, oh, God, to be like that, to be that comfortable in your skin.
In your own skin, yeah.
And to be able to just, I don't know, get out of the pool without the aid of an hoist. You know,
is
just
everyone
simple
looking
things
at
like
me?
That.
Yeah. Things and wobbling.
Having that kind of self-possession, I think, sometimes you get when you're fitter and you haven't got to worry about an alarm going off or, you know, a fire alarm going off or you haven't worried about, oh, God, the lift's not working
but that's
and John
the
Lewis.
Perception of it, though, isn't it?
Yes.
It's all in our mind. That's what I truly believe.
Are you still that bigger girl in your mind?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah, definitely. I always challenge myself. I'm so determined, like my sister-in-law said to me. You just had it in you, Vic, and you've always had it there, and you got to the point where you don't want to give up. You want more out of it. And the reason I want more is because I want to learn more. I want to push myself to extremes so I'm able to have... I just want knowledge of everything to be able to help people. That's my main thing. Do it for myself, but it's mostly for... other people, because I
people.
Don't want them to feel like what I don't want them to be like what I was, the situation I was in. If they are, I want them out of that situation.
Are you completely open with what you tell them about, like, how you felt lying on that settee and how you felt when you had your son? Do you go into that?
I've always said, you know, I've had struggles and on my Facebook page and stuff like that, with depression and anxiety and stuff. And I still do, in a way, with anxiety. You just learn to deal with it with anxiety.
You know,
it's just one of those things.
What would you say to me? I wanted to start now. Maybe I don't want to go to the gym straight away, but I want to work up to knowing and trusting and loving someone like you. And I want to be head to toe and like cry. I want to look like you. Where do we start? What do I do? Do I get my flash darts? Do I go for a walk? And how do I get
just
my mind
up.
Around going for a walk?
I say turn up, bottle
don't
of
think.
Water. Don't think. Turn up, bottle
don't
of water
think.
And a towel. Don't expect too much on the first session because I just need to see where your fitness abilities are.
How would you test the fitness ability?
So I do incline walks or just basic walks on the treadmill, see if they're able to do a sit-up, see what their core works like, see what their leg strength like, their arm strength is like, full body basically, press-ups, sit-ups, you name it, squats, position of squats. I'm very technical. My clients say to me, I'm on point with form, but then I don't want, I've heard people going, oh, I went see so-and-so or whatever. Oh, God, I've done my back in, or I've done this in, and I'm very on point like that because I don't want people to have injuries. I want them to be able to carry on.
So there's a right way of doing things.
The right way of doing things, because otherwise this is what another little slope going downwards for people. They get an injury. Oh, I can't. Why have I hit my ankle? Da, 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 and they don't come back. I don't want that.
So in between sessions, what's the best... Say you're overweight by a couple of stone. What's the best thing that you advise someone like me to do then? Go for a walk, go up a hill,
yeah,
always do a hill.
Keep active. You've got to change your lifestyle. I had to change my lifestyle totally when I started doing fitness. I had to introduce the gym or any, it doesn't matter, get a hobby. You know,
anything.
Just do something. Get out of the house. Take your dog for a walk.
Get out
anything.
Your own way, I
yeah.
would say. Get out your own way.
Yeah.
I sound like Oprah Winfrey. Girl,
no,
you just get out of your way. You got this shit.
Yeah,
you
no, know. But it is.
Get out of your way.
You gotta be ready in your mind. If you're not ready and you don't want to do it, then I can't help you. Nobody can help you. You've got to help yourself, you know? So.
Oh, I need a good dose of vitamin U every day. I really do. So if people want to find out more about you, how do they go about it?
On Facebook.
Right, how do I find you on Facebook? You're marvellous.
You are, and I'm like, okay.
You might be able to touch your toes, but you don't know.
I know, I can touch my toes. I never used to be able to, trust me. I couldn't even do a star jump.
Vicky PT Trainer or someone like that is on Facebook.
So it's personal training with Vicky on Facebook, or you can contact me on my personal page, which is Vicky Evans Barnfield on Facebook.
And where do you do most of your training? Where do you work?
Puthcawl Health and Fitness Club.
In Puthcawl.
Puthcawl!
You look amazing. You really do. And I think you're inspirational.
Thank you. I hope you do really well now. You will. Thanks. You will.
Will I?
You will.
You got this shit. You got this shit. Thanks, Vicky.
Thank you, babe.